U.S. college students get Google Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
U.S. college students get Google Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify has got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
Some secrets are kept in the basement, others in the morgue. Welcome to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring defense attorney and host of the podcast, Defense Diaries, Bob Mata.
Well, we all know the verdict in the trial of Richard Allen. He has been found guilty of murdering the two little girls, Abby and Libby, in Delphi, Indiana, in 2017. That's what the jury came back with as a verdict. Keep in mind, as I've been saying, I'm saying they only saw about 25% of the case. Bob Mata was actually in the courtroom every single day reporting on it for Defense Diaries, his podcast, and for us. My goodness, it's been a little while since I've got a chance to catch up with you. Take us through the end of this thing. Take us up to closings and what was the atmosphere in that courtroom? Because I think a lot of us were very surprised by this verdict.
Yeah, it was it was a bit of a whirlwind towards the end. Like there was, I think, a little bit of surprise how quickly the defense ended its case in chief.
Mm-hmm.
I think like even some of the jurors, I saw some raised eyebrows when Brad Rosie, one of the defense attorneys, said defense rests. They're like, really? You know, so I think that took the jury by surprise a little bit. It took me by surprise a little bit as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then as we kind of went into the verdicts and the deliberations, you know, it was a wild atmosphere out there. I mean, there was always a big crowd out there. I did a bunch of lives, like man on the street interviews, just trying to talk to anybody and everybody that would be willing to talk to me on the lives. And it was really interesting, man. It was interesting. Tons of locals, tons of Indiana residents, you know, just to kind of hear what their thoughts were on this thing. And, you know, a lot of people were of the same mindset because I was not cherry picking.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? These were folks I didn't know. I mean, obviously I talked to, you know, some of the other lawyers and YouTubers that were there, but in terms of just the citizens that I spoke to, many, many of them, a majority of them were of the same mindset that you are. And I think that you're seeing that post verdict online as well. Just a lot of people are like, wow, this is a thing. And, you know, it's truly my hope that someday, that the videos of Richard Allen in his cell are made public so that people can have a real understanding of what happened in this case and how an American citizen was treated in that prison for 13 months, not just solitary, but just allowing him to remain in there, knowing that he was psychotic was, excuse me, beyond inhumane, you know?
Yeah.
And I think the world deserves to see it, in order to try to secure a verdict under the guise of trying to keep him safe, that they allowed that to happen and not only allowed it to happen, but really put everything in place for it to happen. Mm-hmm. I think that people are going to be way more shocked than they are just sitting back, kind of hearing about it. It's kind of one of those things you have to see it to believe it.
Mm-hmm. I want to ask about that because obviously we've been talking about this for more than a year while he was in solitary confinement. And that really seemed to be the big thing that we were talking about. He gets almost a new trial free card just because of the abuse that was in there. Obviously they're going to appeal this, but is there any legal recourse for the treatment that he received in that prison? Is there anything that can be done, whether he's free or not? Because it just seems to me that no matter what, this was not how they should have been operating, period. And it shouldn't sway on the verdict.
Yeah, I mean, the problem is, I mean, certainly they can try to file suit against, you know, the IDOC, against Centurion, who was the one who put his psychologist in there, who has got a lot of issues in terms of her treatment. I mean, she was digging into his case like long before he became her patient and continued to dig in after he was her patient and was relaying information to him that we'll never know.
Yeah.
What exactly she said and what she didn't say. We you know, cause she destroyed all of her written notes, you know, so we're left with what she says and what she put into the system. You know, claiming that it was from her notes, you know, but I mean, with any kind of lawsuit against the IDOC, you've got, you know, governmental immunity. It's very difficult. And frankly, at this point, as a convicted felon, any kind of recompense he'll get, sorry, I got a frog in my throat. Any kind of recompense he'll get probably would go to the families in restitution.
Yeah.
You know, it's like they would probably file suit and say, okay, well, if he gets any money, we want it in restitution. So I don't know that there's ever going to be anything that's going to be able to be done about it. You know, I think that the best remedy is going to be exposure of what happened in our country with this case and this individual, and that people become outraged and we put our foots down and we say that this is not the country that we live in. This is not what our Constitution says should happen to the people that are presumed innocent. And, you know, we've got to fight back. Like, we can't allow that to start happening. Is that going to become the norm?
Yeah.
Now they're like in a case like this, they're going to say, you know what? We made it through with Richard Allen and we got that verdict. You know, in every case where you got circumstantial evidence, not real powerful. Let's try throwing him in prison. Let's see if we could break him. For, you know, 13 months. Let's see if we can get it done there. Let's see if we can get those confessions. You know, is that our new MO? Is that what's going to become the norm? I don't know. I mean, I sure hope not.
Yeah. But I mean, it kind of does set a precedent where this bit worked. I mean, you're not breaking him. That's the thing. And that's the, I know you're not saying that yourself, but there's ignorant people out there who think that by doing this, you're going to break him and he's going to, you're going to break him, but you're not going to get accurate information out of him. You're going to break him.
Right.
Full stop.
And you'll get whatever
you get out of that, but none of it's valid because you broke someone.
Right. Which is frankly going to be probably the most like just fervently battled issue in the appeals, like whether or not those are voluntary, whether or not they're valid, you know, like, like the appeal is going to really focus on everything. The appellate court, unlike the gallery, is going to get to see the videos of his incel because they were put into evidence. So the appellate court, and if it doesn't make it there to the Indiana Supreme Court, they're going to look at it. And I hope that they're outraged. Mm-hmm. I would hope that they're outraged. I hope that they put their foot down and they say, no, this isn't how we do it here. This is not our country. You know, this is like, it was inhumane, Tony. That's all I can tell you, man. Yeah. It was unbelievable.
The appeals process for Richard Allen now underway. Give us some insight, Bob, on how this is going to work from here.
It's lengthy, you know, and like before I kind of dive into that, I think that the number one concern is going to be able, or is going to be, are they going to be able to keep Rick Allen alive?
Yeah.
To survive through the appellate process. There is going to be zero incentive on part of the state to keep him alive. And anybody who knows anything about our prison system knows that convicted child killers and convicted pedophiles are not treated very kindly within the walls of those prisons. So, I mean, he's in peril. He's going to be in absolute peril. You know, so that's the first thing. And then it's going to be a lengthy process, you know. There's going to be some motions filed initially in court after sentencing happens on December 20th. You know, they'll try to get them a new trial. They'll file a motion. The defense team will file a new motion that'll get denied by Gull. And then at that point, you got to start getting the record together. And the record is, it's a massive undertaking. So they have to transcribe all of the, the every day of testimony. They got to put everything together and they've got to create this record that they then ship off to the appellate court and said, here's the case. And it's not just the trial, it's everything pre-trial. Mm-hmm. So all the things that we were always kind of barking about, like what's Gull doing here, those are all part of the appellate record as well. It starts from basically the minute of arrest up through the verdict, and then through that last post-conviction motion that's going to be filed. And then they're going to go through it, you know, and then the briefs will be written first by Allen's appellate attorneys, and then the state will then have their ability to respond. And then at that point, the appellate court will make a decision whether or not, that they find that the confessions are valid. And in my opinion, if they do find that they're valid, it's going to be problematic because I think that they'll say that the weight of those confessions outweighs any of the other issues where she may have ruled wrong, but it wouldn't have mattered at trial because of the fact that there's all these confessions that we think are valid, that those would have been the thing that sealed this case for any jury. So they would rule everything else as harmless error and not give them another trial. At that point, once that's denied, then you got to go up to the Indiana Supreme Court and have them take the same look at it. You file new briefs. Mm-hmm. And from that point forward, if that gets denied, then you shift it over to the federal system. It's lengthy, man.
Yeah, I mean, how long could this all take? If he's to get a new trial, what would you think?
Decade, easily.
Wow.
Take a decade. Yeah.
You're talking about he's what, 54, I believe. Is that correct? So he'd be about 64 then by if he survives. We're not talking surviving, you know, a couple months here to get this worked out. We're talking a decade. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Dude, this is, depending on what the direct appeal would that have, like the direct appeal. I mean, maybe a year and a half, 2 years, mm-hmm. we'll get a ruling on that. But like I said, like getting to the point where you're getting the briefs done.
Yeah.
In all honesty, probably going to take a year, you know, maybe longer. And then it gets scheduled. I don't know if the appellate court will want argument or if they'll just go on the briefs themselves. But it's just a lengthy process, man. It's like, I tell you about it all the time. Once you're convicted in this country, it is a Herculean task to undo it.
Did the appellate courts ever look at some of the rulings and some of the things that Gull did? They were like, what the hell was this? Like, why would you make that? I mean, is there ever criticism of any, does it even matter? Is there any checks and balances to a judge like Gull where she did make some pretty bizarre rulings that did seem to make a whole lot of sense, but is there anybody to check and go, why did you make that? Like, what's your thinking? Or is it just
the appellate level? That's it. Like that's where they're going to decide.
Free to continue to do this to other cases over and over and over. And there's nothing that seems to be such a broken system that you can get somebody bad in there. And then there's not really any recourse to stop them.
I obviously could not agree more. Yeah. And I appreciate your outrage, man. It's like, I wish there were, and you're not alone in feeling that way. It's like I said, if you kind of take the temperature right now, like online, of what people are feeling about this case, I think a lot of people echo your sentiments, and we should all be afraid.
Yeah.
But honestly, that's my entire point. I mean, we have to watchdog cases like this. And I honestly cannot remember. And I'm going to pose a question to you.
Yeah.
Can you remember a case maybe ever and where you have this big of a split in terms of whether or not even if he did it, but whether or not they met their burden? And people don't even really understand what the burden is, but they know enough to know that something's not right about how this went down.
No.
You know, it's like people just have a feeling. Like I can't think of any other murder trial that I've watched where I was like, I don't know what's going on.
How did this even get to court is like where I'm at. Like, this doesn't even make, like, there was nothing. There was nothing up their sleeve. There was nothing where it was like, oh, okay, I see why they think it. It was like even more confirmation that they didn't know what they were doing in this trial. Even more than less confidence that we had going into it.
I know, man. And it's like, I like the only silver lining out of this case, and I hate for it to be, you know, that an individual has to go through it, and I hope that he survives it, is that it really shines a light on our system.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that it's a broken system. I mean, it's the only system we have. I don't know that there's any system that's better anywhere else.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean it's not broken.
Yeah.
And it's like, dude, we've been just we lost a generations of people of color, like, to the system that like just kept entire generations of black people and people of color down just by imprisoning, you know, who would typically be the breadwinner, like up until, you know, they finally started giving women some rights in our country. You know what I mean? It's you can kind of look and see the way that it goes, and it's scary, and it's been scary. I mean, that's why I got into criminal, the defense side of it. Yeah. I wanted to protect our, try to do, you know, what I could from the inside,
sure,
you know, to try to, but frankly, I have a much louder voice out here than I ever did in the courtrooms, man. Sure. And I see it all the time on my YouTube channel, my podcast, with emails that people send me. People are like, man, you really opened my eyes. And that's all you can ask for, is to have people start to get an understanding of what's really going on with this system. And it doesn't have to be about conspiracy theories, man. It's about how the system operates. You know, it's about privatized prisons. It's about, there's a lot of moving parts. It's not a search for truth anymore. It's a search for just convictions from prosecutors all over this country. They don't care about the truth. They care about getting a conviction on their case. That's what their mandate is from their bosses.
Yeah.
They need that because those bosses have to get reelected, and they want to be able to put, our conviction rate is 97%. That's what we're keeping you safe. That's what the, you know, so I mean, it's just like, it's such a, it's such a thing, man, that like, I'm just grateful that more people are willing to listen and willing to critically think about what's going on and maybe getting active about it.
Yeah.
And being a voice, because we, the people, that's all we got.
Yeah. I mean, that's 100% true. And I just think so many people are unaware of how broken the system is. And it's not that it can't, there's not room for improvement, because it seems like a lot of these things, it would be simple. It wouldn't be that complicated to put some more checks and balances in here, because inevitably you're going to have some bad people in there that are going to have power, and that needs to be checked out when that happens, right, and then corrected. And it can, right, be done, but it's so broken where it just can run free endlessly, and we all stand on the sideline watching the train barreling towards the truck on the railroad track that isn't moving. And it's like,
yeah,
push it, move it, do something. Like, it's against the rules. We can't push it right now. Press the gas. They're not allowed to press the gas.
I know. And, yeah, and it's not even like just like bad people or people with ill intent. It's people that are not competent,
yeah,
to be doing the jobs that they're doing. That, like, that's scarier than anything else, because there's going to be a way more of those than there are people coming in with bad intentions.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you're going to be dealing with people that should not be in the position they're in, either because they're not qualified to do it, or they're not suited to do it. One of those two things. And then the end result are just life-shattering, yeah, decisions that are made. And it's like, and you see it in every level of, you know, the criminal justice system. You see it everywhere, though. I mean, you see it in even in family courts, where you've got judges that probably shouldn't be on the bench that are making decisions that are just so impactful on people's lives. Mm-hmm. You know, like we're making decisions where children should be placed. You know, like, and you have a judge who's heard 2 hours of evidence and making an absolutely, like, life-altering decision for a family. You know, and yeah, it's like based on. It's scary, man. It's scary. And I obviously agree. I mean, we need to tinker with it. And you know, the answers are not that clear.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's like, maybe the answer is robots. maybe AI is the one who takes over the criminal justice system.
I've been very curious about that idea. I think it'd be very interesting to run a full trial, everything, just through something. And then at the end, let the AI be the juror. See what.
Well, because I'd love to see some test samples of it, yeah, or the judge, like where they've just like a AI has just taken in all the existing case law, processed it. Because one thing that you know about computers is they're not going to be biased.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it's going to logically analyze the information that it's receiving, and then it's going to say, well, based on this, like, this is the correct answer.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, like, it's a terrifying prospect, but it's an interesting one.
Well, I mean, it's a great way that, you know, all the research that would have used to have been done, now it's like, boom, here we go. AI can pull it up, different case law, everything, and find really good examples much faster or better than humans ever could.
Right.
And so, I mean, there's a lot of benefits there. It'll make, just as anything, it's like, does more information make it better? We're in a world where we have access to literally anything we want to know in our pockets. And people seem more misinformed today than ever.
I know. Well, you know, because now it's people are allowed to put misinformation out there.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, now you have to be able to try to cull through what's real and what's not real, what's true and what's not true, mm-hmm, because everybody that puts something out there states it as fact.
Yeah.
You know, and then you've got the layer on top of that is, okay, so who's actually controlling, you know, the Snopes of the world and all the different, you know, the like fact finding, mm-hmm, to, you know, like to determine whether or not something's true or not true. Are they biased?
Yeah.
You know, it's like layer upon layer of bias that you can't know, you, yeah, know, it's like, it's a weird world we live in, man. It's a weird, weird world.
Let's go back to the case for a moment and talk about the defense ending rather quickly. And you said you were kind of surprised by this. Everyone was surprised. Why do you think that is? On the outside looking in, what my reaction was, was, oh, I think the prosecution already sunk themselves. Let's not keep adding more to the fire, which could steer us in another way. And let's, less is more is kind of what I was thinking. What was your thoughts being actually there?
It's so hard to know, you know, because it's like you look at it, like, and it was the first time I had ever sat on that side of the bar where I'm not in the well of the courtroom trying the case from beginning to end. Like, obviously I've streamed a bunch of trials. It's different when you're there. Yeah. It just is. You're seeing more. You're, you know, even though I was at the disadvantage of having to write the whole time, trying to transcribe this trial as best as I could, you know, but you have this dilemma of the confessions. So you had to deal with them in some way, shape or form. And you know, like, how do you balance how much of the state's, what I consider to be weak case in terms of evidence, pulling, if you pull the confessions out of it and you're like, okay, well, they basically have mirror presence at the bridge and you have a few eyewitnesses that all give different descriptions of a different person, at least in my estimation.
Yeah.
And then you got this unspent casing. So you've got to deal with those independently, but also understanding that the most powerful evidence at the end of the day is going to be those confessions, you know, and then you're kind of looking at it from the defense perspective. You're like, how much do we put on? Do we put Kathy Allen on? Do we need to give this jury an understanding of where Rick was for the rest of the day? Like what was his demeanor when I got home from work, you know, like, frankly, and I'm sure that was the toughest decision for the defense, whether or not to put her on, you know, and it could have been Rick Allen, who's very protective of his wife, saying, I don't want her involved with this, to not put her on the stand. I don't know. I mean, ultimately that's a strategy decision by the attorneys, not the client. You know, but like personally, like I leaned on the side that was a mistake not putting her on, because I think the jury needed to hear what was going on with Rick when she got home from work. What was he doing? Who does the laundry? You know, was there any laundry being done? Was there, you know, did he leave that night? Was he acting strange? Like all those things that you could have asked her, because the way it kind of went down is you never really heard where Rick Allen was that whole day.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of left at that. Which strategically, when you're kind of looking at the microcosm of the case and you're shrinking it down to the period of time in which the state believes the girls were killed, which is why I was like, you attack the timeline. You know, you attack the timeline. They could not prove when the girls died. The only information that they were using was saying that that Libby's Apple Health data, her phone data, said that the phone stopped moving in such and such a time. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean that that's when the girls died.
No.
It just doesn't, you know? And it's like, you get this kind of like stunning evidence brought in at the very last minute by the defense with this phone being plugged in, that the headphone port was accessed from 5:22 to 10 and then unplugged at 10:23. You've got, you know, their phone data guy going down and Googling, you know, in a 15-minute break and coming up and testifying, oh, I Googled that can be from water damage or dirt. And like, why wasn't that looked at?
Yeah.
Like what, are you telling me that at no point during the 7 years of investigation that no one ever, with this thought that the girls crossed the creek, like that at some point that they were forced to cross the creek, like, don't you want to just see if the phone had water damage just to support that proposition alone, without even thinking about this thing that they may have found or that they did find in the data?
Yeah.
You know, like, don't, how was that never done? Like in the search for the truth, like my biggest takeaway from this trial is that this investigation was not good. Like that, and we all knew that going in, but it was substantiated at trial. You know, it's one thing to hear about it and hear everybody speculate about it. It's another thing to hear it come into evidence. You know, the amount of lost interviews, the amount of things that weren't done, the amount of things that they did at trial, like they get a jury question about, oh, did you ever go and see how many Ford Focuses were, you know, in the area? You know, black Ford Focuses were in the area at the time and they hadn't done that. Mm-hmm. And they do it after they get that jury question in the middle of trial.
Yeah.
You know, and then they only provide the information on a real limited scope. Like, they don't talk about all the cars that look like Ford Focuses. You can't tell what kind of car that is.
Well, one of the pieces from afar that I was kind of taken aback by was the individual, I believe it was an officer, who testified about the voice on the bridge and the voice on the video and Richard Allen, and just basically stating, I believe that's him. Okay, how have you verified this? What testing have you done on the voice to compare it? Was there any testing? This is just literally his opinion from what I've understood.
Yeah.
That's no, it. Exactly. And presented as fact.
Presented as if this guy, like, and I mean, obviously they crossed him. Do you have any training? Do you have any education to make that kind of assessment on the stand in the middle of a trial? And he's like, no, I don't have any of that. And then she allows that opinion to come in. I was like stunned.
Yeah.
And I was like stunned. I was absolutely, I couldn't believe it.
How many times did you just want to stand up and yell?
That's like me putting you on the stand, Tony, and saying, hey, man, you're like, Tony, yeah, I listened to it. I listened to it 100 times, maybe more. And I had headphones on. Oh, okay. And then you listen to the audio from that video. Okay. And then, Tony, in your expert opinion, because you listened to so many times, is that the same voice?
Yeah. Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Unequivocally, it's the same voice.
Yeah.
I'm like, am I in crazy world?
Yeah. It felt like, what are we doing here? Like, how is this being presented as fact? Like, we have things, we have tools to do these tasks.
Right. why not get somebody to figure out the height of the bridge guy? Like, either way.
There's
like,
ways of doing these things.
There's 100% ways to do it. And they chose not to do it. Like, that came out on testimony. Like, it was like 10 grand. We decided because of the error rate that we decided not to do it. I'm like, oh man, I don't know, man. I don't know. It was just a thing. So I don't know. It's all going to come out on appeal though.
It will.
All of it, we're going to hear about it all on appeal. You know, the nice thing about the appeal is that they're going to have to make the transcripts. So I want the world to read the transcripts.
Yeah.
You know, I did the best I could. Yeah. Andrea did the best that she could. You know, lawyerly, we all did the best that we could to transcribe every word that you can, but you can't do it.
No.
It's impossible, you know, and you know, the world deserves to know what went on in that courtroom word for word, you know? So like this thing's not over, which is unfortunate for the families, but that's part of the process. You know,
I was so hoping because initially going in, I thought, well, maybe it could go either way. Then the way it was going, I was thinking he's going to get off. Like, this is great that they can kind of move on and hopefully actually go after who actually did this. But nope. Here we are again.
Yep. I mean, dude. It's one of those things where he may never get a new trial.
Yeah.
You know, you never know. It's like, you can't sit here confident about anything. You know, you'll hear the talking heads on it and, you know, you'll hear both sides of it. There's no way those confessions are too in stone, but those confessions, man, you can't trust them. Why couldn't they have just done it honestly? Like, why did they have to do the things that they did? In order to I would have trusted those confessions a hell of a lot more if he was making them in Cass County Jail.
1,000%. It was not the same Richard Allen in that initial police interview that was making those confessions. Very different person.
He was a shell. A shell of his former self. It was shocking, man.
Well, we will continue to watch it. And maybe 10 years from now, you got to go drive there again. And sit in a courtroom.
I'm
going to
go out for sentencing, even though that's a foregone conclusion. Yeah. She's going to get the maximum possible. So, I follow the case, man.
Great reporting, Bob Mata. Thank you for being there and bringing us the latest every single day.
I've been missing you, buddy. So I'm glad I'm back.
Back to normal.
Back to our regularly scheduled programs. Yes. You know what I mean?
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
Let's be honest. Nothing kills the thrill of a good murder mystery like a commercial for laundry detergent. It's like someone slapping a closed sign on your favorite dive bar. But you're not here for that, are you? You're here for the good stuff. So ditch the ads and upgrade to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today Premium Plus, you get your crime straight. No chaser. Commercial free with extended interviews and early access. It's like getting the bartender's special when the bar's already closed. Search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and drink it all in.
U.S. college students get Google Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
U.S. college students get Google Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
U.S. college students get Google Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
U.S. college students get Google Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
U.S. college students get Google Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
U.S. college students get Google Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and 4-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.